Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Some big milestones have been reached in the fight against COVID in New York City. WCBS reporter Mac Rosenberg heard from the mayor today and joins us. Mac, what are these milestones?
So, Steve, first off, 6 million New Yorkers have received at least one dose of the vaccine. That is 84% of adults as well that have received one dose. And Mayor de Blasio joked that it is rare to get 84% of New Yorkers to agree on anything. Then you have 65% who are fully vaccinated. Also, hospitalizations are at their lowest numbers since the early days of the pandemic. That is something the mayor and his health officials attribute to the rising vaccination numbers.
So what's the future? What happens next?
Well, as for the immediate future, the mayor's health advisor, Dr. Jay Varma, talked a bit about the weather that we've been seeing. And you know, we talk about indoor versus outdoor, and the weather's been pretty nice, pretty warm for this time of year. And the activities are still being done outside, so that's certainly a good sign. He is cautious about the winter. He wants to see what that'll bring, but he did say that, you know, getting as many people vaccinated to this point is certainly a good sign. They need to continue to do that. Mayor de Blasio is confident that with this level of vaccinations, things will certainly look a lot better. And we probably won't see a surge, he believes, like we've seen in the past. The mayor also made a prediction. He says the COVID era will likely be over, as we know it, sometime in 2022. And that to him means that COVID will become something more like the flu, in the sense that it is still something to worry about, but it will become more manageable.
The FDA will meet later this month to discuss Pfizer's vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds. Is the mayor planning on a mandate if that is approved?
Well, for now, no. De Blasio has been pretty adamant about wanting all kids in school full time. That's been his plan from day one here. And he thinks the game plan for that should be having all adults be vaccinated. And the health and safety protocols that he continues to implement, he thinks that a vaccine mandate for kids would potentially result in parents, some of them, pulling their kids out of school because they would not comply with a mandate. That's not something that he wants to deal with.
All right, Mac, thank you. WCBS reporter Mac Rosenberg.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.